This is Jeff Berner. I'm an accordion player, and that gives me the authority to tell you that you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on 101.5 UMFM Hit Free Radio. Keep it light enough to travel.
There's a certain way of talking that is done down in the South. A certain way of slackening certain muscles in your mouth. Please don't be confused to think that I am from there, though. 'Cause I was born and raised in Southern Ontario. Phony drawl, my phony drawl. Nothing I do can shake this phony drawl. Like a broken tape recorder or some kind of brain disorder. Nothing I do can shake this phony drawl. Well, I do it when I'm on the stage or in the studio. I do it when I've been drinking, and sometimes when I go down to Dixie for a visit. I've been there a couple of times, but it disappears like magic when Revenue Canada is on the line. Phony drawl, my phony drawl. Nothing I do can shake this phony drawl. So I sing about guns and horses, not my university course. Nothing I do can shake this phony drawl. Okay, this is a heavy pressure part of the session, the big solo. Gotta play like a Nashville cat. See, it ain't that hard. Now, in the third verse of a song, you gotta wrap it all up. That's what I'm gonna do here. Yeah. Now, maybe it's 'cause way back yonder in my younger days, my mama took me to one too many Tennessee Williams plays. Or maybe it's 'cause I can't fight and this draw makes me sound tough. Or maybe it's 'cause who I am just ain't interesting enough. Phony draw, my phony draw. Nothing I do can shake this phony draw. Should've stopped before I begin it, 'cause actually there ain't much money in it. Nothing I do can shake this phony gospel ending draw.
There is Jeff Berner, recorded live in Guelph, I believe, with Phony Drawl, our exclusive. And you can still download that, by the way, at the downloads page of the website. But it no longer says anything about Fred Eaglesmith, believe me. Got in a little trouble for that, so doesn't say that anymore. So it's just about somebody else. But it could, seriously, I mean, if you go to folk festivals or anything, it could be about just about anybody. And there's a few local people that it could be about as well. So, you know, it applies to a lot of people, but there you go. Some of the other highlights from the show. The same day that we had Jeff Berner in the studio, I had this interview with a guy named Chris Fry from the Bill Hilly Band at the time. And I didn't know how to work the phone properly, and we had tried to do this interview like 2 or 3 weeks in a row, and I kept screwing it up. And I finally talked to him that day after screwing up the interview a few times, so that was good. On March the 2nd of 2003, I spoke to Bob Snyder. He was on tour. He's on his way to Winnipeg, I believe. He was in Thunder Bay, but he called us from a payphone, and it didn't really work. It sounded like he was like on the surface of the moon or something. It was probably the worst sounding interview I've ever heard, and the phone kept dying. It was like it was a nightmare. March the 16th of 2003, one of my favorite events of all time. We united the worlds. We had our good friends Nathan coming in live in the studio, and Carrie and Devin. I'd spoken to them, and they were supposed to invite the rest of the band down, and they had told Shelley that they were doing a radio interview, but they didn't make it clear on which station. So Carrie and Devin showed up here at UMFM, and Shelley from Nathan showed up at CKUW to do the interview. And just so happened that station manager Rob Schmidt was in CKUW that day on a Sunday afternoon, and he was kind enough to hook him up so that Shelley was on the phone and could hear Carrie and Devin and could play live on the air, the very first time that we've had a band playing on both stations at the same time. It was just amazing. And one of my biggest regrets in life is that I don't have a copy of that interview anywhere. So if anybody happens to have that on tape, please, I'll buy it off you, for goodness sake. Dying to hear that again. But one of the biggest events, a guy that I was super excited to have in the studio. I couldn't believe that I just sort of asked, just on the off chance, that he might come on the show. And he came down live in the studio. I got to thank Gary Annable for bringing him down here and making it possible. April the 13th, 2003, I was joined by a guy who's largely responsible for me being here doing this today. When I first went to the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 1993, I believe, I saw all kinds of people that I just had never heard of before. But the one that blew me away the most was a guy named Stephen Fearing. And I just couldn't believe that I'd never heard of him, and that many other people probably hadn't heard of him either. And I had to find a way to make sure that people knew who Stephen Fearing was. And so it was my dream then to do a radio show so that people like Stephen Fearing could be more well known. And on April the 13th of 2003, I was lucky enough to be joined live here in the studio by the great Stephen Fearing. And even better than that, he was playing some songs for us, and he asked me what I wanted to hear. And it's kind of funny because I screwed up. He asked me what I wanted to play, and I said I wanted to hear a song called The Station. And he said that he couldn't remember it, couldn't play it, didn't think that was a good one. Did I have another request? And then I realized that it wasn't The Station that I wanted to hear at all. So if he had played it, it wouldn't have been the song that I wanted to hear. What I actually wanted to hear was The Longest Road. And he played it for me, and it was fantastic. And here it is.
Let me make sure I get this capo placement right, otherwise I will be in trouble. Okay. My poor guitar has gone through a lot of airports lately.
The past, I'm looking on in black and white through the eyes of photographs, and I'm falling into faces, cultivated smiles, two-dimensional je me souviens Canada. I out of Gastown in the morning, on a train in 69, into the arc weld of the rising sun, we left the coast behind. And the wheels are rolling a rhythm, and I heard in them for the first time the endless song of traveling out of Canada. Oh, Canada. The longest road I've known, paved with the kind of broken hearts that lead to broken homes. Looking backwards, I remember the cracks in all the paving stones and the distances I've traveled out of. Through the dark days of the prairies, the boundless sky above our heads, my stepfather looked for Mounties in the streets of Winnipeg. And he told them that my mother's love had stolen his heart away. And we all stood there posed for Polaroid of Canada. Oh, Canada. The longest road I've known, paved with the kind of broken hearts that lead to broken homes. Looking backwards, I remember the cracks in all the paving stones and the distances I've traveled out of. The ship's little like Christmas, and the moon a swollen ball. When the sailors spoke of England, I never felt so small. The water washed our wake away, and the seagulls blew like words back to the mouths of the St. Lawrence. As we sailed out on the Empress of Canada, oh Canada, the longest road I've hearts that lead to broken homes. Looking backwards, I remember the cracks in all the paving stones and the distances I've traveled out of Canada, the first country of my youth. My heart was ever drawn to you like a tongue to a broken tooth. In a world where everyone was always leaving, I was trying to keep my fingertips on Canada. Thank you.
That is Stephen Fearing recorded live here on the station on April 13th of 2003. And Alicia, did you have something to tell the folks?
You can still get your name in the draw.
That's right. If you take a guess at what our most played song or the most played album or the second most played artist, if you take a guess at any of those, even if you're not right, we put you in the draw. If you are right, you automatically win. But if you're not right, you get in the draw. Like, we got a bunch of people in there already, so it's great. But you can always guess again. And have we been putting people in twice if they guess twice?
No.
No? Oh.
But we can.
We could.
Yeah.
So I've been keeping track. So if you want to guess, just keep guessing, and we'll keep putting you in the draw. So, by the way, again, I'll remind you that the most played song is a local performer. And I'll tell you, this is a guy that I'd never heard of really before he came on the show. And, this is one of the great things about this show is that sometimes people come in here, especially local people that you never really heard of and don't really know anything about, and they come in here and just absolutely knock your socks off. And the most played song is that song that knocked my socks off that day. So that's the most played song. The second most played song is also local, and a band this time that, as you know, we're very fond of here on the show. The second most played artist is a guy who have sort of a friendship with. I've kept in touch with him over the years. He was supposed to play live in the studio once, but didn't make it. Hasn't been to town for years, but that's about to change. So that's the second most played artist. And the most played albums, one of them is local, one of them is formerly local. So if you want to guess at those, you go ahead. You got a few more minutes, and then we're going to make the draw. So, but anyways, what else was I going to play? Oh, yeah, something from a guy who came in here in 2003. I was absolutely blown away by him. He's gone on to bigger and better things, but he's still such a super nice guy. Apparently, he's coming back in the early in the next year again. He's absolutely fantastic. Maybe he'll even come on the show again. His name's Josh Ritter, and he was here live in the studio for what was a great performance. So let's check that out.
Oh, thanks a lot. This is about trying to drive a girl home from a party, and I got stuck in the ditch, and we had to lift the car out. It was a very small car.
All the other girls here are stars. You are the Northern Lights. They try to shine in through your curtain. You're too close and too bright. Well, they try and they try, but everything that they do is the ghost of a trace of a pale imitation of you. I'll be the one to drive you back home, Kathleen. Well, this party was made with the night air and the chance that a smile will wind its way from your face to one of the boys in your line. Well, you act like you're hip to their tricks and you're strong, but a virgin Wurlitzer heart never once had a song. I'll be the one to drive you back home, Kathleen. And I'll have you back by break of day. I'm going your way anyway. And if you'd like to come along, I'll be yours for a song. Oh, tangled up in knots, someone else tied. I'll be the one trellis, quietly back into your room. And I'll coast down the length of your drive by the light of the moon. And the next time we meet's a new kind of hello. Both our hearts have a secret. Only both of us know about the night that I drove you back home, Kathleen.
Hi, this is JP Hill, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home. Go.
He said I'm feeling
fine. I'm gonna try to do something. I have my sister-in-law's guitar.
Thank you.
there, we're Nathan, and you're listening to
Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM on your radio dials.
Our good friends. We love the Nathans there.
What about the Devon?
Devon is from Nathan, actually. Devon is one of the Nathans. And that was Nathan there live in the studio with Sunset Chaser. The second most played song here on Tell the Band to Go Home over the past 5 years. We played that song 12 times in the past 5 years. And I tell you, I could play it another 12 and I'd still be happy. Love that song. The most played song in Tell the Band to Go Home history before that. J.P. Ho with Fine. I thought I'd given it away, but... Laura guessed that, so Laura gets a CD. Congratulations, Laura. Good on you. By the way, of course, those folks also come in on the other lists, the top 10 most played albums. Nathan is in at number 3 with Jimson Weed, and J.P. Ho's in at number 4 with the Hear and Review EP, so close there. On the most played artists, again, Nathan tied at number 3 with... believe it or not, exactly 80 plays, them and the Waylon Jennies. Can you believe that? 80 times exactly. That's how much we love them both. And number four, right behind him, is J.P. Ho with 72. Isn't that good? So congratulations to Laura, who won, and Lucy, who won. And in the draw, we got all kinds of people. We got Rob. We got Fred. We got the T-Bar. We got Dean in there a couple times. We got Jeff. We got Paul. We got Laura. We got Ivan is in there, of course. We got Christine is in there. We got Art, our good friend Allison. Who else? Shelley is in there. I can't even remember who else. Should we do the draw right now?
Yeah.
All right, let's do the draw. We're going to give away the copy of Tell the Band to Go Home, the CD where From Whence Our Name Comes. And Carter's going to reach in the bag and pull out the name. And I guess Carter will pull it out and you read it. Does that work?
Sure.
All right. The winner of a copy of Tell the Band to Go Home, even though he didn't call us today.
Ivan.
Ivan, unbelievable. What are the chances that Ivan is going to win Tell the Band to Go Home? So Melissa and Zenon, I guess you'll have to speed up that dinner invite so I can bring it over to you again. But there you go. Congratulations to all those folks, and thanks for being here today. It's been a lot of fun. We'll put this show up and a bunch of the old archived stuff up on the website when I get a chance. So check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com. A bunch of people we got to thank for helping us out over the past 5 years. By the way, 5 years, it's not a massive accomplishment or anything. There are lots of people who have been here a lot longer. There are people that have had shows on this station for all 10 years. It's 10 years that UMFM is coming up.
Wow.
That we've been on the air, and there's people that have been on all 10 years. And there's other folks like our good friend Stu over at CKUW who's been on for a long time, like I guess 9 years or so.
Wow.
Probably he's been on. And all kinds of other folks. So congratulations to them on a much better accomplishment. Bluegrass Guy hasn't been on that long, but he's been on for a while. How long have you been on the air now, Bluegrass Guy? A year, 2 years?
About 2 years
now?
Yeah,
so I've been on 5 years, and you'll catch up with us someday. I got to thank some people who have helped host the show over the years. Of course, many things on this show would not be possible without our good friend KK, including all these wonderful stats we have today. KK's stepped in and hosted and co-hosted. Go ahead, Bluegrass Guy, help yourself. Dig in. Dig in. KK, thanks very much for all your help over the years driving people and co-hosting and helping me get down here and doing all these stats. You're amazing. The website, all kinds of other things. Gary, our good friend also, who has helped drive stars down here and who has co-hosted and hosted himself. We've had visits from Stu, who's been down here. Dominic has been down here. The lovely and talented Jenny Western was down here hosting a show one time. Ole, who's fantastic, he came down and hosted a show. Jules and Amanda from Candor, we love them. Thanks for coming in and hosting a show. And, of course, our most recent co-host, Alicia, who's sitting right over there. Thanks, Alicia, for coming in to co-host the show.
No problem.
And I guess now we can add Carter to the list. He's here today. Thanks for being on the show today, Carter.
No problem.
Excellent. Some other people to thank for all their help. We got to thank Lisa Marie for getting me down here in the first place, even though she didn't know it. Jared, who's been a lot of help over the years. And, of course, the lovely, the beautiful, the wonderful Jane, who has brought us cupcakes and has been a great supporter and a good friend. Are they good? Did you have one?
I haven't. I'm saving
it. Well, you got to do it. All right. Bluegrass Guy's coming up. Stay tuned for that wonderful show. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. And then next Sunday we start, I guess, our sixth season with next week's show. So be here. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com. And, yeah, thanks everybody who was here.